This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, February 6, 2009. Running Grace. The scripture is 1 Kings 18, verse 46. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. Elijah was quite the runner. After triumphing in God's name over the prophets of Baal and predicting the return of rain, Elijah ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to Jezreel, about 25 miles as the crow flies. Soon after, when Jezebel threatened to kill him, Elijah ran again, this time for his life, from Jezreel to Beersheba, about 95 miles as the crow flies. Elijah's run from Carmel to Jezreel was in the power of the Lord. But his second run was in fear for his life. The first run was with his cloak tucked into his belt, the second with his tail tucked between his legs. Elijah's fight-or-flight mechanism was working well. First fight, then flight. The reason for his flight plan? Elijah thought he was the only one left who loved and served the Lord. But the Lord gently reminded him that there was another, Elisha, plus 7,000 more people who had not bowed to Baal. That's all Elijah needed to get started again. He soon anointed Elisha as the prophet who would take his place in the service of the Lord. Let's remember that God did not give up on Elijah, even when Elijah gave up on God. It's called grace. Grace to run and be refreshed and encouraged and obey. Would you pray with me? God of all grace, give us today the grace to keep from running away and instead to run to you, the source of all our strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.